Now we're going to look at the gospel. Actually, we have a choice. We can do either Matthew 1 or Luke 2. I'm going to treat them both, and you can take your choice if you're preaching. So the first one, it goes from 116 to 124, but skipping verses on the way. Okay. So the first verses here are the concluding verses of the genealogy. You see? Okay. All right. So Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, from whom was born Jesus, who is called Messiah. And then those lines are not in our text, but they're here. Oh, it is. Okay, they're there. I apologize. All right, now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. 2,000 years later, and we're still not quite sure how to understand that. Did he think there was something wrong with Mary? Probably not. I mean, he knew her. And he's a saint, you know. I wonder if I have that, where's that quote I had? Oh, here it is. By the way, this is the encyclical on Joseph, Redem Tardis Christos, and you can get it online. You can just, put it that way. The essence and role of the family are in the final analysis specified by love. Hence, the family has the mission to guard, reveal, and communicate love. And this is a living reflection and a real sharing in God's love for humanity and the love of Christ for His church, His bride. And that's from Familiaris Consortio, which is being quoted by Redem Tardis Christos, the one on the on Saint Joseph, which is a very beautiful thing, and it's helpful to read to prepare yourself for kind of a vision of the tradition's understanding of Joseph. But we have to hurry on now to the gospel text. I'll put it right here. So Jacob begot Joseph. You see it. That's the problem. I've only got them. All right. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Now, what was going through his mind, and what did he know? And, there was a patristic understanding of this that kind of fell into desuetude. It was revived by St. Bernard, that Joseph's action here, or reaction, is a lot like Peter's when at the miraculous cast of fish. All of a sudden, Peter began to realize who he was dealing with, and he said, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." Joseph may have said, he began to realize maybe Mary told him. This angel came and told me this, and he just said, "This is over my head. Lord, I can't handle this. She is too holy. I'm, not weak, equal for that. And what's going on in her is divine. And so I'm just going to put her aside, put her quietly and let you handle this." And that's when you see, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, Ben David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Why not be afraid? In other words, the Lord is going to take care of this. He has made you worthy to be the foster father of the Messiah, his own divine son, who's going to be born of Mary virginally. And he wants you in on this. So don't run away. That's an old patristic understanding, and we're picked up again, as I say, by St. Bernard. And it seems to me it makes much more sense than, you know, somehow she got pregnant and I don't know how to handle that. And so, no. Do not be afraid. You know, yes, it's beyond you. It's beyond her. It's a work of God incarnating himself as a zygote in the womb of Mary. But you have a place in this, you see. She will bear his son, and you are to name him Jesus. You are the father, because he will save his people from their sins. You're not the natural father, but you are the father of his child. And throughout the Gospels, child, what have you done? Your father and I have been looking all over for you. Your father and I have been looking all over for you. He is the father. In this spiritual, overwhelming sense, he is the one who teaches, takes care of this son, teaches him how to talk, walk, be a carpenter, protect him, take him to Egypt when he's going to, you know, this is all his role. He's the father. And you know, the influence of a father on a boy, why was Jesus so upright, stressed, you know, not stressed, clear? Because he had a man for a father. And all of that was impressed on him. Yes, because he's the Son of God, of course. But that reality is mediated through the influence of Joseph. That's why we have this gospel, we have the other one as well, where he's also, behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. That's the other gospel we're going to look at. But this gospel, you see, and then Matthew tells us that this was all to fulfill what was said by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin, and that's Isaiah 7:14, right, will conceive in her womb and give birth to a son. And they will call his name Emmanuel. Im is us. Im is with. El is God. Is Emmanuel. Im is with. Nu is us. And El is God. Emmanuel. Well, Jesus really is God with us. He's God with us. He's God right now with us. You see? And so then Joseph said, all right, and he went, and when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son. Now, everybody, the point is not, you see, he never had relationship with her, but she did give birth to a son. So all during that period, you know, it isn't relationship with Joseph that gives birth to this son. It's the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And then their relationship was virginal. But as St. Thomas says, it's a true marriage. A man and a wife commit themselves to one another for life in love, and there's offspring. It's a true marriage. Miraculously so, but it's a true marriage. I remember when I first read that in the Summa, I thought, that's marvelous, isn't it, huh? That's a true marriage. It's just that the child was not conceived in the usual way. But everything else, they loved each other. Their relationship was incredibly chaste. But it was centered on Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, eat your spinach. You know? Well, why did you do this to us? Your father and I have been looking all over for you. Well, why did you want to do that? Didn't you know I'd be with my father's house? I'd be in my father's business? Now? You're only 12 years old. You just took your, just became a bar mitzvah because he was 12. That trip to the, so he became a bar mitzvah. He became a son of the commandment. Now he's obliged to the whole law. And he was obliged to the whole law. And so it's the humanity that Joseph, and he's called Joseph, Jesus is called Ben Yosef, you see? And they will call his name as well Emmanuel, which is translated Metimono Theos, God with us. So Joseph got up from his sleep. He did exactly what the angel told him to do, and he received paralabon. I don't know how they translate that. Took. Okay. He took his wife. He received his wife, you know, and it's implied, of course, into his home. And so that's the greatness of Joseph. Obedient, chaste, courageous. I don't care what anybody says. She's my wife. He's my son, you know, and I'm going to stick up for him, and I'm going to protect them both. And if I have to carry him all the way to Egypt and back, I'll do it. And as he grows, I'll teach him how to support himself. Because the Lord is not going to unlock this whole plan at one time. So I have to be a father to him and teach him my trade. And that's why when he's back later on in Nazareth, isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, the carpenter? How did he get all this knowledge? He never went to school. And they were so upset that they tried to kill him. I don't get the connection, but I've lived in Semitic environment long enough to know they can get all upset and decide we got to get rid of this guy. It's a wacko thing. But anyway, so the until is forever. But the accent there is that child was not born of natural intercourse. And then he had no relationship to her, with her forever. And of course, you know, there's the battle and the, but if you look at any of the good text, there's no question that there were no other children. But the greatness of Joseph, to stick by her, to defend her, to protect her, and to serve and educate Jesus as a father, and Jesus respecting him as a father. Some great mystery, isn't it, huh? But that's the greatness of Joseph and why we have this feast. Now, we'll have to add an addendum to this preparation because we have another text, we have the Lucan text, that can also be used in this feast, so we're going to comment on that now.